We have started a snowball, haven't we, about Lance Aronson?
Oh, of course. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I was watching this, and I forgot about this. Dan,
it started very instantly, yeah. I think, at the beginning of this season. And I have to point out he has a very effeminate voice.
Well,
and
Kevin Cagan, and we've gone on from there.
Hmm.
It now seems that this is Mark in Worthing's factors here. He comes to speak to his colleagues at the BBC and are determined to couch the fellow. There's another word for it, is there?
Yeah, well, I think there is another word for it, because I think the fun here is that Mark is playing it.
Absolutely.
But what it is, yes, we've all got friends who do this too as well. I think perhaps it is a game within the BBC to put him in, let's say, a less than heterosexual. No fault of his own.
Today, there was a long article on Football Focus because of Stephen Clements and Frank Lampard Jr. About father and son combinations, footballers whose fathers are also professional footballers, and so on. I didn't notice this. Ray Stubbs, it's through back to Ray Stubbs at the end of the thing. Ray Stubbs' first words were, "Mark Lawrence's son, now that would be something."
I don't believe that was innocently said, but the inference there is that, the fellow is not capable of
firing.
He has no fruit in the loins.
Okay.
Now, I, as you know, we have a long tradition on this show. We encourage our gay listeners to ring in and say, listen, when we're watching them, we've got the extra frisson.
They have.
Fantastic contributions of gay listeners before, who say, when you watch a game, you're seeing a football match. Well, it's seeing a football match plus lap dance.
Yeah.
That's what we're
doing. It is a football match, isn't it?
How many footballers have ever come out?
One.
The fashioners.
One.
The fashioners came out, didn't he?
Fashion.
Is that all?
One.
We're looking at each other, think we know at least a dozen others.
Yeah.
What? Well, write it down. Who do we know otherwise? I'll tell you what I wrote. This is what I know. Let me just write this down for you there. And I know all of you, if you want to fax us, you see, we tell you, if you just want to remind us, because some footballers have come out. If you want to fax us on
0541 59 69 79,
and you want to say, look,
shocking revelation.
How do you know that?
I was told.
A great
man.
All right. This is what I was told. Hang on. No, I've changed my mind. It's a witch hunt. Have you ever heard that?
No.
Never heard that?
No.
Come on, Carolyn has done one I've done. Come on, write one down. Who have you heard?
Oh,
have you heard?
Oh, let me do this first.
Of course, the West Ham story.